Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homie.
I get to be Sheryl Crow, though.
And I'm Kendra.
Yeah, of course.
Kennedy.
You can try, thank you. But man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kelly's from New Hampshire. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, is it Candia? Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Nice. And Kelly just got back from Cooperstown. Her dad is an umpire.
Did he get
inducted into the Hall of Fame or something?
He has this really great ring that says National All-Star Hall of Fame, so I think so.
Wow.
That's sick.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of him.
What's it like to have a dad as an umpire? I bet getting, like, sent to your room was real theatrical.
He used to sing my phone number behind the plate.
For the players?
Yes.
Yeah. Ask my daughter out, 617.
Kelly, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio, and she is over there in that soundproof booth, and she cannot hear any of these questions. She's got 2,861 wins, 241 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Robert De Niro, Joel McHale, and Deborah Messing are some of the people who will be roasting Alec Baldwin, on September 7th. The roast will air 8 days later on Comedy Central. Who has Baldwin made headlines portraying on SNL for the past few years?
Trump.
Question number two. Wine drinkers unite. Today is National Prosecco Day. So here's your excuse to drink up, Annie.
Where's Lana?
That's true. Is Prosecco a red or a white wine?
White.
Question number three. Studies show the number of social media users who are worn out by political talk is growing rapidly. What is the most used social media platform?
Instagram.
Question number four. John Bon Jovi attended the Patriots training camp yesterday. Of course, he's a dear friend of Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Which state is he from?
New Jersey.
Question number five. Henry Winkler is going to be on Kimmel tonight. Who was he known for playing back in the 70s? Oh.
I was born in 80. I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey. Where is Candia?
Candia, it's right out. It's about 20 minutes from Manchester.
Oh, never been there.
Off Route 101.
All right, Kennedy, 3 out of 5 correct for Kelly.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You nervous?
You know, at this point, I've been losing so much, hard to tell.
She's numb to the losses.
Yeah, we're in her head, Dan. Question number one. Robert De Niro, Joe McHale, and Deborah Messing are some of the people who will be roasting Alec Baldwin on September 17th. It will air 8 days later on Comedy Central. Who has Baldwin made headlines portraying on SNL over the past few years?
Donald Trump.
Title one. Question number two. Wine drinkers unite. Today is National Prosecco Day. Kennedy, is Prosecco a red or a white wine?
White.
You know the difference between champagne and Prosecco, Dan?
Champagne can only be from Champagne, France.
Yeah.
Boom!
And Prosecco?
Is cheap and made for baseball.
Also a county in Italy.
Italian, that is correct.
Look at that, classy AF, people. Hey. You hear that?
I thought it was bubbles.
It's just what Becky's drink for brunch. It's okay.
You're based.
Tied at two. Question number three. Studies show the number of social media users who are worn out by political talk is growing rapidly. What is the most used social media platform?
Facebook?
It is Facebook. 3-2. Oh. Question number four. Bon Jovi attended the Patriots training camp yesterday, Kennedy.
Like he does.
Of course, he's a friend of Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Which state is he from?
New Jersey.
4-3. Question number five. Henry Winkler is going to be on Kimmel tonight. Who is he known for playing back in the 70s?
The Fonz.
Yay.
Hey. Joe Meatloaf's Chachi.
That was more the 80s.
What?
That was the 80s.
What, Joni loves Chachi?
Yeah.
He jumped a Shark Tank on a motorcycle, that Fonz.
That's all I know is Joni loves Chachi.
He jumped a Shark Tank?
Well, a shark.
Yeah.
Joni loves Chachi.
It was in a tank.
Joni loves Chachi was on 82 to 83. It had a really long run.
5-3 is the final score. Kelly, I'm sorry you don't get the cast, but I do have a pair of tickets to Brew at the Zoo, August 17th, Franklin Park Zoo. It is Boston's wildest beer tasting event of the year, where they're featuring over 50 breweries and restaurants. This event is 21+, and all proceeds benefit the zoo. FranklinParkZoo.org for tickets. You're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelly from Candia, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Sophia is from Southboro. Good morning, Sophia. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, hey girl.
Sophia's getting ready to start her first year of college. She's moving in on Sunday.
No way.
Congrats.
Where are you going?
Oh. Sacred Heart University.
Sacred Heart?
Yes.
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart, girl.
Is that in Worcester? Where is it?
Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, in Connecticut. Sorry about that.
You'll have a good time.
All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
All right. Good luck.
That's where you come in.
Thank you.
I think it just cut her off a little bit. All right, here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,862 wins, only 241 losses, and she is now in the other room. She can't hear any of these questions. Drake scored his 9th number one album with Care Package, which sold 109,000 copies. What is Drake's real name?
We're going to go with John.
Question number 2. The latest iPhone is set to be released September 20th. What number iPhone will it be?
12.
Question number 3. Friends will celebrate its 25th anniversary next month with a 3-night event in theaters around the country, which will include 12 fan-favorite episodes, interviews, and behind-the-scenes footage. Which friend was on again, off again with a woman named Janice?
With a woman named what?
Janice.
Of course, this is the one show I don't watch. We're going to say Ross.
Yes, a woman named Ross.
I love Sophia.
Oh, no. Yeah.
A woman named Ross.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
sorry.
Kidding.
Yeah,
no,
cool.
Question number 4. Princess Diana musical is going to debut on Broadway in the spring of 2020. Who was Princess Diana married to? You could say her husband.
King Louis.
King Louis.
Going back.
Should have gone with their husband.
That's a throwback Thursday.
Question number 5. David Spade has a new late night talk show on Comedy Central. Which 2006 movie did he star in alongside Rob Schneider and John Heder that involved 3 grown men playing baseball?
I don't know.
All right.
Sophia, you're amazing.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
So college, huh?
No.
What are you going to study in college?
I'm media art.
Oh, interesting.
Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia got 0 out of 5.
No.
That is what we call a Mel. If you don't know why we called a Mel, because some dude on the show a very long time ago got none of them right, and he was an entertaining dude, so his name was Mel. Now it's a Mel. You ready for the song, Dan?
Yeah, let's do this thing. Let's light this candle.
Mel, 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 Mel.
Wicky wick. Girl, I hope you better at college. That's a male.
Kennedy, Drake's scored his 9th number one album with Care Package. It sold 109,000 copies. What is Drake's real name?
Aubrey.
Last name too, please.
I got Aubrey.
Aubrey Graham is the correct answer. 0-0. Question number 2. The latest iPhone is set to be released September 20th. What number iPhone will it be?
11.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number 3. Friends will celebrate its 25th anniversary next month with a 3-night event in theaters around the country. Which friend was on again, off again with a woman named Janice?
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
2-0. Question number 4. Princess Diana musical is going to debut on Broadway in the spring of 2020. Who was Princess Di married to?
Prince Charles.
3-0. Question number 5.
David Fayed. I don't know which one you were going for there.
That was her boyfriend, wasn't it?
I don't know.
David Spade has a new late-night talk show on Comedy Central, Kennedy. Which 2006 movie did he star in alongside Rob Schneider and John Heder that involved three grown men playing baseball?
It's like the underdogs or the underdogs.
Benchwarmers is the correct
thing. That movie's in the Annie Dow Hall of Fame.
That's so good.
3-0 is the final score. Somebody said technically Ross did go out on a couple of dates with Janice, so maybe give her a mooch, which is the Mel Ennis
mooch. Nah, that's not on again, off again.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have for you, in celebration of St. Anthony's Feast 100th anniversary, a $50 gift card to Regina Pizzeria Polcari's restaurant. You can go to reginapizza.com for a location near you, so you enjoy those enjoy that gift card.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, a broke college student needs food.
Yes. Save that.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sophia, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our friends at Cumberland Farms. Joe is from Lakefield. Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Joe has all the kids in the car. He's on his way to the Cape. How many kids?
Just two.
Just two. Okay.
Already going down the Cape. It's Tuesday. I want your life.
No, we're going this weekend, actually.
I see. Yeah.
Where are you going?
East Ham. We have a family cottage.
We just looked at a cottage in East Ham this last weekend. Right down there by Nauset Beach.
Nauset Light.
Yeah. We're right near the lighthouse.
Yeah. The house we looked at was like two lots over from the three ladies there.
Yeah, be neighbors.
We could be neighbors.
Yeah.
It's a little shack. It's like, you know, that's all you can afford down there. It's a shack.
Yeah, ours is right on the cliff, so it may not be there the next few years. So.
He's got it on a cliff. Mm-hmm. Man. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Joe?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Sure, everybody is so intrigued by listening to me and Joe talk about shacks on the Cape.
It's very interesting.
I've changed the station, and I'm here live.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Question number 1, Ice-T reviews more movies on Twitter. I don't know if you knew that or not. Which TV show is he on?
Law & Order SVU.
Question number 2, a male music executive apparently told Bebe Rexha that she's too old, so she stripped down to prove him wrong. She's 29 for the record. What is the name of her hit song with Florida Georgia Line?
Okay. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's all right. Question number 3. People are signing a petition to have Joe Rogan moderate a 2020 presidential debate.
Oh.
He has one of the most popular podcasts in the country. What is his podcast called?
Something about UFC, I don't know.
Question number 4. It was 37 years ago today, 1982. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was released. Who played Spicoli? Come on now. This is
all I can think about is the pool scene.
I know, it's best tougher one when you're on the radio.
Question number 5. It was 22 years ago today. South Park debuted on Comedy Central. It is still going strong. On the show, South Park is a fictional town in which state?
Colorado.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How old are the kids, Joe?
5 and 3.
Ooh. All right, stay away from the sharks when you're down there. Kennedy, Joe got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Ice-T reviews movies on Twitter. Did you know that?
No, but I'd like to listen to it.
Same.
He has a show on TV. What show is that, Kennedy?
Law & Order SVU.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. A male music executive told Bebe Rexha that she's too old. She shouldn't be stripping down, getting naked. So she posted a picture in her bikini to get even. She's 29 for the record.
I just can't. Get it, girl.
What is the name of her hit song with Florida Georgia Line?
Cruise?
Oh, no. Meant to be, Kennedy.
Cruises with Nelly.
Oh, thank you.
Title One, question number three. People are signing a petition to have Joe Rogan moderate a 2020 presidential debate. What is the name of his podcast, Kennedy? It's one of the most popular in the country.
The Joe Rogan Podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience. Question number four. 37 years ago today, in 1982, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was released. Who plays Spicoli?
Sean Penn.
Some tasty waves and some cool buds, Kennedy.
I'll be fine.
2-1, question number five. 22 years ago today, South Park debuted on Comedy Central. Still going strong on the show. South Park is a fictional town in which state?
Colorado.
Colorado is right. Nice job.
That was a nail biter right there.
Speaking of cool buds.
3-2 is final score. I'm sorry, Joe, you don't get the cash, but I do have a lunch cruise for two on the Spirit of Boston. You can book your trip today at spiritcruises.com, but you're going for free. You enjoy that, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys.
Not a problem. Have fun down at the Cape. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joe from Lakeville, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.